click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Lynette Mishi joins us as Client Strategy Head for FNB Business. Lynette, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening, Gugwen. Good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show today.
It's exciting to speak to you, Lynette, and especially on the back of a critical theme that an institution like FNB has prioritized together with many of its peers as part of the G20. And that's a special focus on women and woman entrepreneurship. Maybe help us unpack firstly how this particular theme of women, females in business, does align with some of the objectives of the G20.
Thank you so much, Gugu, once again. So maybe I can just bring you to the G20 themes, which are solidarity, equity, and sustainability, which really focuses the world on women-centered financial reforms and policies, really shining a light on inclusive growth and gender parity. We see that with the focus in G20, it also reminds us that no economy can reach its full potential without full participation, making it a very good time to reflect on how far women entrepreneurs have come and also how much further they could go with real backing.
Maybe let's also, if we can, just touch base on how this particular focus through the G20 also helps us align with our international counterparts on the theme of women-led businesses and female entrepreneurs.
Okay. So if we find that what G20 really provides for us, it's really a good platform, to engage not just with local but international partnerships on common themes that women struggle with. And we are able then to jointly influence and give input and advocate for policy changes that can help remove some of the barriers and challenges that women face. So it's really a coming together of different organizations, different countries in solving for women in business.
And let's solve for some of those challenges. According to key data, we're well aware that more women typically exit businesses a lot sooner than their male counterparts. The journey of life and several expectations also add additional pressure onto them. But for many years on end, we've been calling for additional support to keep women in businesses on a sustainable level. Help us understand, why is it so hard to sustain women entrepreneurs, and what solutions have also been deliberated through the G20?
So what we find is, look, starting a business is challenging, but keeping it running is definitely harder. And many women struggle with limited access to funding, limited access to networks, as well as limited access to markets, which really makes it very tough for women to grow beyond the early stages. And then, so without the proper support, the resources, the opportunities, too many promising businesses are forced to close. So it's very important that we offer women the right facilities and the right tools and support to enable them to remain in business, to grow and thrive within the business context.
Mentioning, growing and leading women businesses, obviously we also need to ensure that they are financially sustainable. They have a solid social impact as well. And these are reports and research that is typically often quoted. Maybe you can expand on the unique value proposition that women entrepreneurs also bring to the economy.
So what we find is, we know that women are primary caregivers, right, and homemakers. And we also find that women in business really struggle with balancing business growth alongside family responsibilities. But what is also more important in that, we find that women-led businesses really not only do they contribute from a financial perspective, but also from a social upliftment perspective. I'm sure we all grew up with that auntie, with that mother, who would, when they see a struggling family, they will go and help out and with clothes or with food. And that same principle of women being nurturers is carried out in businesses. So as women succeed in businesses, they also grow their families, they grow their communities. So it's not only for their business, but they influence the bigger community. And we also find that not only women-led businesses, are they financially more viable, are they financially more profitable, but they also create employment, there's higher client satisfaction, and there's higher employee satisfaction. So job creation is quite something that women in business really can solve for us.
And in an economy like South Africa, that's needed, Lynette. It's definitely needed to make sure that we are able to employ a lot more individuals.
Definitely.
Yeah, but of course, employees, much like any other resource in an entity, does come at a cost, right? And this typically speaks to the funding and financial models that entrepreneurs need to have exposure to. I am aware that there have been growing groups of, you know, institutions and banks like yours that also offer support for women-owned businesses. But where do we typically find, you know, the challenges in helping to scale and fund women-led businesses?
So definitely women find it more challenging to scale. And as I mentioned earlier, with the challenges of access to finance, with the challenges of access to networks, access to markets, then scaling is quite challenging for women in business. So what is very important is to ensure that by creating that nurturing environment, and as a financial institution, by helping facilitating those networks, by helping creating solutions, funding solutions that are specifically really tuned for women and the unique needs that they have, we are then helping in ensuring that women are able to then scale their businesses and grow them beyond just the subsistence or the survival businesses that most women fall in the trap of.
Maybe you can share some ideas and feedback as to how you do this specifically within FNB Business.
So thanks. Yeah. So the way we are tackling these challenges, Gugu, is by offering women entrepreneurs tailor-made funding solutions. We're also offering these women mentorship. And we also are facilitating, as I mentioned earlier, access to critical networks. Also, through our Women in Business initiatives, we are focusing on financial education, which is very critical, unlocking market opportunities, and creating platforms where women can connect, they can learn, and grow their businesses with real support. And maybe just to add on that note, Google, what also research has found is that when women are exposed to other women, when women have mentors, when women are part of other networks, they're able to learn from each other. They're able to support each other so that they thrive. And it increases the chances of those women staying and thriving and growing in business. So that's what we aim to also facilitate as FNB.
Lynette, I guess before we let you go, I'm also quite keen for us to make it, you know, practical. We're well aware August is Women's Month in South Africa and its celebrations and deliberations around that. We see the alignment with the G20, but maybe you can just also, you know, highlight for us how an institution like FNB Business is, you know, deliberate and intentional about this kind of initiative, the focus on female entrepreneurs on an ongoing basis, so that it doesn't become a 2025 theme for the G20, and it's also not a monthly theme as we see in August.
No, certainly, Gugu, and you're spot on, right? So firstly, through FNB and RMB's participation and contribution to various G20 initiatives, such as the roundtables and the working groups, we are contributing to the business voice. We are bringing the business voice on the table in advocating for policy reforms so that we look at addressing the systemic and structural barriers. Because to the point that you're making, the solutions cannot be superficial, then they are not sustainable. But we need to go to the root, the systemic issues, the structural issues that women face, so that we can ensure that we address them through policy reform and obviously through then execution on that. And the other point is, you know, we are involved not only in that aspect, but we're also bringing in global insights to South Africa. So we are learning from our peers as well that have also done it, that are also having some successes in this area, that we are bringing home. And not only are we bringing it to South Africa, but we are bringing it within our institutions so that we continue to design financial solutions, we provide or facilitate mentorship, as well as ensure that we again continue to provide the support that women need to help them grow and scale. And maybe finally, our goal is to ensure that South African women are not only starting businesses, but also building sustainable, long-term enterprises that uplift communities and the economy at large. And then we would then have created sustainable support for women.
100%. Lynette, thank you so much for your time this evening. Long may this last, and onwards and upwards to the growth and development of so many more female entrepreneurs in the country. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much, Gugu, and on behalf of SMB and RMB, thank you so much for the time and the opportunity. And thank you to your listeners.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Evening.
Thank you, Lynette. Have a good one too. Lynette Mishi is Client Strategy Head for F&B Business, joining us today to help us unpack, as we wind up Women's Month, how best it is that we continue to prioritize the growth, development and investment of female-led businesses. To the gents, this is not ostracizing you. It's just saying sometimes women need a little bit more assistance and guidance and a different structure to the support that is required for entrepreneurship. And that also comes with mentorship, financing models, support and access to markets. But these are all themes that go to ensure that whilst we prioritize gender parity within the workplace and within the economy, that we also align it to our global goals that speak to South Africa's presidency and leadership of the G20.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.